Gospel Contemplation for the Feast of the Epiphany. Today's scripture is from the second chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew. Music is Meditation Impromptu 3 by Kevin MacLeod in the public domain. If you are unfamiliar with Ignatian contemplation, you can find an introduction on the contemplation webpage. As a reminder, if at any point during the guided prayer you feel like you want to stay where you are, turn the audio off and do that. You can always turn it back on when you're ready to move on, or simply continue praying where you feel drawn. If you get distracted during the contemplation, gently return yourself to the scene. Some background to today's scripture. Who are the Magi? The scripture does not say. It does not say if they were men or women. It does not say that they were kings, nor that they were wise. It doesn't even say how many of them there were. These Magi were people who observed the stars. The word may also have referred to magicians or sorcerers who, from a Jewish perspective, drew their power from demons. The Epiphany, therefore, is the first manifestation, or Epiphany, of Jesus to the Gentiles. God's salvation through Jesus Christ is offered to all, even those who may have had customs or practices that went against the law of God. I invite you to quiet your body and mind. Choose a position where you can be relaxed but alert. Breathe deeply several times and let your body relax. Breathe out any worries or stressful thoughts and put them in God's hands. Become aware of God's presence here with you now, looking at you with love. Ask God for the grace of Jesus' manifestation in your own life. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means the last among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is shepherd to my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. We begin our contemplation with the Magi. Who are they? You might choose a traditional interpretation of kings or wise men, or you might let the gaps in the scripture fire your imagination. The Magi have come from the East and are on a journey, a quest to find and pay homage to the newborn King of the Jews. You go with them. What has this journey been like? Have you enjoyed traveling with the Magi? Have you gotten to know them? Has any one or two of them become a friend? Spend a few moments imagining what this journey has been like. The days traveling, walking, riding an animal, the places you spent the night, inns, camping by the roadside, the things you talked about along the way. You have visited King Herod in Jerusalem, who seemed troubled by your quest. After consulting the chief priests and scribes of the Jews, however, he has sent you on to Bethlehem. And that is where you are headed now, on the last leg of your search for the child. As you travel with the Magi, how does their quest become your own? What are you longing to find as you search for this newborn king? A new excitement comes over the group as the Magi observe the star seeming to lead the way to a particular dwelling in the town of Bethlehem. What do you notice about the house as you approach? How are you welcomed in? Inside the home, the parents agree to the strange request to see their child. How does this moment unfold? What do you do? How does it all affect you? Stay with this scene for as long as you like, interacting with the Magi, with Joseph and Mary, with little Jesus. Before you close your prayer, spend a few moments in conversation with someone in the scene or with God, sharing your thoughts and feelings about your experience and listening to what they have to say in response. And when you are ready, close with a favorite prayer.